Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Christian Ellis is out there just leaving chalk outlines all over the field. He just hit Gunnar Olszewski so hard, causing a fumble. And Olszewski, they just showed him getting walked off the field by two guys, and he didn't look like he was... He looked like he needed both guys to get off the field, let me put it that way.
Ellis, I mean, he's a big, big hitter, boy. He is...
Patriots special teams.
He's cracking guys out there tonight. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will get to the Arcan Fire here in just a moment, but first... JP and MP, my guy JP in North Providence is here. What's up, JP?
I and Mike Arcan, I have some really important questions. I've got three of them for you. First of all, was it a hook, an uppercut, or a right cross when you put it through the wall?
Overhand right. Just I was mad and I went to punt and I was expecting resistance and I didn't catch. Just boom, right through it. But yeah, it was like an overhand right.
Okay, that's good. Second question, how long, like most men, did you brag about it afterwards? A week, a month?
A while.
Apparently you still are.
It's 18 years. But it's about that. It wasn't really so much because, you know, it wasn't like I punched through like a piece of wood or something. It was just plaster. It was just spackle, basically. So it wasn't that impressive. There was a lot of witnesses.
In 10 years, make it, you know, like... hard wood, you went through a beam, you know. Last question, since then, have you ever done any of the punching bags like at Old Orchard Beach or any of the carnivals there to see how hard you can really punch? That'd be interesting.
I have not.
That might be a good remote.
I remember there was a bar in Boulder. Thanks for the call, JP. Always good to hear from you, my friend. There was a bar in Boulder called the Walrus that had one of those punching bag games. But I could punch pretty hard. I did okay in those games, but I didn't like those games. I didn't like them because guys would just start going crazy on that, and then they just want to turn around and punch somebody in the face. You know, it's just, I don't know. As a bar owner, someone who worked in the bar industry, whenever I was working in a place that had one of those things, it always, like, I felt like it always led to just guys getting turning into meatheads, and you have to break up fights, and that's just what it makes me think of. It makes me think of breaking up fights, you know. But, I can punch relatively hard. I don't think it would, like, hurt Ted Johnson if I punched them or something, but, like, you know, probably wouldn't feel good. Anyway, let's get to the Arcan Fire right now.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Well, we've had a fun second half of the show, so let's keep it going with the Arcan Fire, and I'm going to need Zach's help on Twitch for this one. As you said you were watching the Sunday night game. Broncos and Commanders, and there was a play that Treylon Burks made that was really a jaw dropper for me. I hadn't had those kind of plays in a while, but Treylon Burks goes up, makes a ridiculous one-handed catch. I know Tirico and Collinsworth were on the broadcast trying to argue, is it better than OBJ's back in 2014 or whatever? I still say no. Collinsworth was saying, oh, it's in the neighborhood. Where do you rank this catch? From Treylon Burks.
It was right up there. Burks, I don't remember. Did Beckham have someone like yanking on his jersey like that? Because the DB for the Broncos had, you know, it was right on him. I think Beckham did too. But I don't know. Now when I think of Beckham, I think of just him reaching backwards, and I don't think of the defender. If he had someone draped over him like that, too, then I take it back. But it's right up there. I don't know if it was the best catch of the weekend, though. Did you see Brock Bowers? Brock Bowers' catch, the Raiders against the Chargers? I mean, they got their ass kicked. But that was an incredible catch in the end zone with a guy draped all over him, caught it right off the ground in the end zone for a touchdown. That was an awesome, awesome catch, too. But
follow-up,
yeah.
Did you see Puka Nacua's?
And Nacua's was also a big one, too. I'd say, for me, it goes maybe Bowers and Burks, 1A and 1B, and then Nacua after that. But they were all awesome. And good for Burks, too, because that was a guy, he got drafted by the Titans. What? Oh, yeah, there's the Bowers play. Look at this. He's falling backwards, reaches out, catches it, keeps it off the ground, and survives through the catch with a guy right there on him and that ball not thrown particularly accurately for where he was. But, yeah, I mean, he does like almost the full 180 the other way and catches that ball. That was awesome.
You do make a good argument. I'd still say burst, but that's a really good argument.
I mean, that was a sick catch. They were all great plays, no question about it. And good for Burks, too, because the Titans traded A.J. Brown and then drafted Burks to, like, be his replacement, and he never really caught on in Tennessee. Him and Tannehill, they were never really much of a thing. Talented player, but couldn't really find a way to be productive in that offense. And now with the Commanders, they're not, like, great or anything like that, but it does seem like he's sort of coming more into his own a little bit. And maybe next year with Daniels when he's back from his injury and, you know, McLaurin and Samuel and all three of those guys can really put together that offense they were hoping for, because this has been a major setback year for them.
I'm going to stay with the NFL for this one. A story came out earlier this evening about how bad things are, I guess, in Philadelphia and the Eagles. The New Jersey home of Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo was vandalized with eggs early Saturday morning. Eagles fans are so fed up, they are egging the offensive coordinator's house. So, question one, what do you think of the story? Question two, have you ever egged anybody's house?
I've never egged anybody's house. I've never TP'd anybody's house. When we moved out to the suburbs, the kids I hung out with didn't really do that. It wasn't really a thing. I didn't really hear much about that going on either. But always looked like a good time. The eggs, I mean, that's a little aggressive. Toilet paper at the very least, you know, there's nothing. It's not great, but it's not quite as offensive as getting hit with an egg, first of all, which hurts. And then all of a sudden you got egg all over you. Like, that's a double whammy. That sucks, the egg thing. And if you have to, like, clean it off your house or clean it off your car or whatever, that was gross, too. I've never been egged, but I have never thrown an egg at someone or anything in, like, anger like that before. So I can't say that I have. But doing that, I don't know. I feel like some of these teams, like, with the Steelers, they were all booing the Steelers off the field and chanting the fire Mike Tomlin and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you guys realize that you're not bad teams, right? Like, you realize the Eagles are still going to be a playoff team. You realize the Steelers are tied with the Ravens at the top of that division, right? Like, yeah, it's not great, but can you relax? It's not like you're some piece of garbage bottom of the barrel team, you know, sitting here complaining. Yeah, you're not leading the league in everything this year, Eagles. Oh, no, coming off your Super Bowl win, you're finding it's not as easy to just blaze through the league. Oh, boy, what, you're going to go egg your defensive coordinator? Hey, give me a break. Not that it's okay, but I'd understand it if it was in Tennessee or something. You know, if it was some actually bad team and they had been bad for a long time and you were just so frustrated you couldn't put up with it, like the Jets, for example, or the Browns, or the Raiders, or, you know, somebody like that, the Saints, the Cardinals are another one. Like, there's a lot of bad teams out there. You're not one of those teams, Eagles fans. Relax. But it's Eagles fans. You know, they have that reputation for a reason, I suppose. And Pittsburgh fans, I'm a little disappointed with. You want to move on from Tomlin, fine. But you should give that guy credit that he deserves at the very least. He has kept that team competitive. He has kept that team relevant, even for years when they probably shouldn't have been. So, you know, yeah, you can beg and plead for him to move on from him. But careful what you wish for is what I would say to Steelers fans.
Yeah, he's never had a losing record.
Yeah, and I know it's been kind of schmeh lately, but okay, you think it's really his fault? You think that's the reason things aren't going great is because of Mike Tomlin? Okay, if that's what you want to say. And even with this down year that they're having, they're still tied for first place in the AFC North. So, you know, relax, you babies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a good way to transition. Chill out, you babies. I like that one. For this last one here, do you have a Spotify account?
I don't. I have Apple Music.
Okay. So I'll then play the hypothetical game with you, because around this time each year, Spotify puts out their Spotify Wrapped. We don't have it yet. It's bound to come soon, so we'll probably get that in the near future. But if you had to guess, if you had Spotify Wrapped similar to your Apple Music, what would you think?
Apple Music does do a thing like that, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do. They tell you, like, the top albums you listen to, the top song that you listen to. Stuff like that. I know for sure. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that I know what mine are going to be.
We'll revisit this later, but just give me your projections for what you think.
So what I think it's going to be, and I would have to go back over and just see which one I probably played more. But it's all stuff that I play for George, because he's very small. My son is 3 years old, and he really enjoys repetition. He's very into the same song over and over and over again. So I think that leads me to believe that my top song is either going to be Finger Family. Are you familiar with Finger Family? It's kind of a creepy song, but it just goes, they go through the whole family. There's mommy finger, daddy finger, brother finger, sister finger, and baby finger. And you know, daddy finger, where are you? Here I am, da, 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 da. It's awful. I mean, it's awful. I have to listen to it all the time. And I don't know if they sing it in school. I don't know where it even came from. I think he probably saw it on his iPad and it's a catchy little tune or whatever. But I don't like it because it's daddy finger and mommy finger. And I don't know. I don't like saying that. But that's probably number one. I'd say number one's probably the Finger Family. Number two would be any combination of like the Minion songs where they're just singing in gibberish. It's like YMCA, but it's just the Minions and it's not actual letters or words or anything. I sound like an old jerk right now, but the Minions, they're cute and everything. But I feel like they're really setting back, like, children these days, you know? Because these songs have real words. And instead of that, they want to hear the Minion gibberish. And this is in their formative years when they're learning words and they're learning letters and sounds. And instead of, you know, wanting to hear actual words and learn what they mean and what they are, they're just hearing gibberish from the Minions, and that's it. And they're stupid. They're three. They don't know. They don't know that those aren't real words. They have no idea, you know? Like, you have to tell them, no, they're not actually singing. Those aren't real words. Like, they have a version of Barbara Ann, right, by the Beach Boys, but it's banana, ba, 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 na, 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 and then it's just gibberish after that. They don't say any actual words, just weird syllables and stuff. And so I started playing the actual Beach Boys version for George because there's real words in it. And I was like, oh, maybe he'll learn some words with this song that he sings. And instead he goes, no, Minions, play the Minions one, which is nonsense. So, yeah, listen to this. They don't say any words. This is probably number two on my list. Number three, I'd say, is, I don't know. I don't listen to anything enough, like, myself, that would even probably make the list. That would crack into the... Oh, there's one song that George and I both like. We both like Polka Face by Weird Al Yankovic. He likes that one a lot. He's into Weird Al, but like he has to be in the mood for it. I'm in the mood for Weird Al all the time. Doesn't matter. Day or night, I can listen to Weird Al. George has to be in a very specific mood for it. But when he is, we play it on the way to school. Oh, yeah, he also likes that song. It's like a dance hall song called Danza Kuduro. I forget what the guy is, but it's all in Spanish. And he really likes it. We were at this New Year's Eve thing last year at Foxborough, and there was a DJ. And the DJ started playing that song, and George runs up to me, gives me his hat, and goes out on the dance floor and starts dancing. I didn't even know he could dance. I'd never seen him dance before. And they put that one on. Danza Kuduro, I think. I forget the guy's name. Don Omar, maybe, who sings it. But yeah, that's probably on there. I bet that's like 3 or 4. And that's about it. I don't know. There's other ones, but those are the main ones. Those are probably the top like 3 or 4.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Like I said, we'll revisit that later once it officially comes out for Apple Music. Okay, my point tonight. I don't want to talk anything that I thought ahead of this Patriots game because obviously they're in progress and they're crushing it right now, 27-7. But, you know, you kind of talked about it earlier about what a win and a loss would mean.
Right.
I think for me, I'm neutral. Like, I will feel more if this remains a blowout. Nothing will change. It's kind of similar to the Jets game on Thursday. We know the Giants are bad. We know how bad they are offensively, defensively, special teams. We're looking at it all throughout this game. So this doesn't move the needle for the team for me. Now, if this could move the needle back in Drake May's favor for MVP. But I think he's got to continue to have a really good game. I know the numbers aren't flashy right now, but I think if he can end the night with maybe 3 or 4 touchdowns, finally break that 300-yard mark, he can insert himself back into the MVP conversation. So while things are looking great for the Patriots themselves, this game doesn't do anything for the team, whether they win or lose, but it will do a lot for Drake May if he can have a very strong performance.
How are these numbers not flat? He's 16 of 20 for 208 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 143.3 rating.
Well, just
how's that not a flashy number?
Well, it's just not yet.
For one half of football, I'd say that's pretty
flashy. I'm looking in the idea of, like, what are the voters thinking? Because they're still probably going to give Matt Stafford the benefit of the doubt of how good the Rams are, but he just had a setback this past Sunday losing to the Panthers. So yeah. If Drake May can go even more than what he's doing right now, then he gets himself back into that near top of the ladder. Because I still think he's top 3 right now. But it will be a real discussion.
Now, he's 2 right now. It's Stafford, him, and then Taylor, right? I mean, that's still the top 3. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the conversation gets louder if he has even better numbers than what he's putting up right now.
Okay. We're just about to the first half here. Borregales, the Aurora Borregales, coming out to kick a field goal, a 28-yard attempt. As soon as that goes up through the uprights here, then we'll take our final break of the night. We'll come back with clickbait, which I just realized I never sent you one. We're going to make up clickbait during this commercial break because I put it off. I got wrapped up in the show and all this fun stuff we've been talking about. I kept meaning to go back to it, and I never did. So here's what we're going to do. The Patriots leading the Giants 30-7 at the half. I guess Brian Burns was not really onto anything there because Drake May is taking that defense apart. The run game. Running. I mean, listen, Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson are both averaging about 6 yards per carry. They have 10 carries combined and about 60 yards. So, I mean, that's pretty good. But really, it's Drake May, Hunter Henry, spreading it out all over the field. Touchdowns to Kayshon Booty and to Kyle Williams. Patriots looking like an easy, easy win here in primetime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.